Tell me when we're ready to go.
Yeah, all set.
Okay, so Parshas Tetzaveh in a regular Shana Pshuta is always Parshas Zohar. It's either Truma Tetzaveh or just Tetzaveh, but it's always Tetzaveh Zohar in a regular non-leap year. So there has to be some type of inherent connection between Parshas Tetzaveh and Mechiyas Samolek. Shabbos Zohar is like part of the function of Mechiyas Samolek. This current Benassim, the skewer is on Shabbos, the Asiya is on Purim itself, so it has to be that if it's always the Niskar before Nasa, it's Parshas Tetzaveh, it's got to be some type of message in Parshas Tetzaveh that's parallel to Mechiyas HaMolek in some way. Parallel, or the opposite, whatever you want to call it. Chazal already point out the irony. I think it's Chazal, but it's not, I have to see, find the exact earliest source. But the irony is pointed out that in Parshas Tetzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. He's called Va'ata, and you, throughout the parasha. Which is a bit of an irony, because on Shabbos Zohar we talk about to remember Amalek in order to blot out his name, Timcha Zecher Amalek. And Moshe Rabbeinu has a Mechiyas Shem in this parasha. All right, and we have to understand why this is and how it's connected to the topics of the parasha. Now, regarding the topics of the parasha, one could easily say that that the Melechus HaMishkan is divided up in Truma Tetzaveh, that that in Truma talks about. Truma talks about the Mishkan and Kalim, and the Tzaveh talks about Big Day Kahuna. But that simple division doesn't hold, for two reasons. First of all, there's the break that needs to be understood, we're talking about the plans for everything that goes into the Mishkan, be it the Kalim, be it the Begadim. And the Torah interrupts. First thing that Parshas Tetzaveh talks about is about preparing the shemen, for the menorah. And it's a very strange place to put it, because if you want to say because the menorah was mentioned, so put it together with the menorah in last week's parsha. Why here? Why is there's first the shemen lamaor, and that's what Vata Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael was, the tzivui on the shemen lamaor. Why is that? Here between. The Mishkan V'Kelev and the Big Day Kahuna. But what breaks the order even more is that the Mizbach HaKtaras, is mentioned at the end of this parsha. Now, I mean, Mizbach HaKtaras is one of the Klei HaHeichal, should have been mentioned in Parshas Truma, together with the plans for the menorah and the shulchan, right? So why did the Torah not mention, the k'taras together, the mizbach k'taras together with, the klei ha'heichal? It pushed it, not only there, it pushed it after the big day kahuna, so we get back to, the mizbach k'taras. Now, to explain all this, go back to the origin of clothing altogether.
It sounded great in Hebrew.
What?
Ofna, the tchilat ofna, tchilat usag shel ofna. It goes better. I don't know what it is.
Fashion,
I know, but even still, the ofna musag in Ivrit is a particular ring to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And then understand, to understand the Indian of the Big Day Kahuna, Right. So now the whole origin of clothes is from the Chet Eitz Hadas Tovara. Right? That, you know, the first immediate result was first thing that happened was their eyes opened up and they realized that they were naked. It was like the immediate result of the Chet Eitz Hadas. If that's the first immediate result, so it can't be a coincidence. It must be directly linked. Because that was like that. That was even before the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, came and decreed death and decreed all the hardships. The immediate result was the recognition that they're naked and they have to cover themselves. Right. So, to understand this, we have to realize that the inyan of the shift, you know, that happened as a result of the Chet Eitz Hadas. Right. Prior to the Chet. Right. So, of course, there's the internal layer. You know, there's the internal dimensions of reality, and there are the external dimensions of reality. Parallel to what? Parallel to the other. He has a neshama, and he has a guf. Right? One is, you know, the internal, one is the external. Like the Gemara in Brach says, Ma neshama yosheves bechadre chadorim. Right? Right? It's also a Kodesh Brach who is bechadre chadorim. And one of the paths between Hashem and Neshama is that, you know, as it were, Hashem's Iker glory is, you know, in the inner dimensions of the universe. Right? And so the Neshama also sits like in the inner dimensions of the Adam. Now, in the original plan that we yearn to get back to, right, is that the chutz, you know, the external, is meshubad to the internal, right? Meshubad to the internal, you know, in two ways. I don't know how much we have to get into this, but, you know, but the two ways that's real is A, as a shomer, right? A shomer, you know, a shomer, you put him on the outside. A shomer that's in your house with you is not much of a shomer. A shomer has to be on the outside, right? Whether it's a shomer, right? Or as you know, as a vehicle, you know, for what the pneumius wants to accomplish, you know. So the vehicle for the pneumius to be yotze el apol, and that's mamash, you know, in Lashon HaKodesh Vayim Meduk, yotze el apol, go out into actuality. So the chitzonius is supposed to serve the pneumius in that function, bringing out into actuality. So it's the shomer, you know, and it's the yotze el apol. So of course, in that mahalach, you know, where the chitzonius, you know, is in service of the pneumius, right? So, because that is the relationship between them, so is that the pneumius shines through the chitzonius because they're in sync. Right? You know, in Marshall, that, you know, you could see what a person's thinking by what he's doing. You know, that, you know, the guf follows the rotzen of the nefesh. Right? And this is what's merumas in what the famous Chazal that they found in the Sefer Torah, Rabbi Meir, Kosnos Or with an Aleph. We mentioned this Chazal many times already. Kosnos Or with an Aleph, vestments of light. That the original inyan of the guf, when it was light as opposed to skin, the Mepharshim say it refers to the transition. Hashem gave them vestments of skin. They said, but in the same time, they found vestments of light. It refers to the shift that the guf went from light to skin. Right? That the pshat is like this, that the guf, which is a levush on the neshama, it's the chitzonius, right? The guf, which is a levush on the neshama was supposed to shine through the guf, and that's why the guf would be a vestment of light. You know, as if the guf would conduct light. It would conduct the light of the neshama. Right? But then it became vestments of skin that now it obscures and it covers over the neshama. So now this is just to repeat myself, you don't have to be redundant in your writing. That with the chet eitz hadas tov v'ra, it's called that the chitzonius rebelled against the pnimius. The immediate result being, right, that now chitzonius obscures pnimius. Right, but he gufa, right? He gufa. That, you know, when the chitzonius obscures pnimius, and the chitzonius and the pnimius are, as it were, at war with each other, or not in sync with each other. So at that point, then the chitzonius is something ugly that you want to cover. So it's like the two things go together. When the chitzonius is a kisui. On the pnimius, so who are denami that type of chitzonis itself you want to cover, because now it's ugly, ugly spiritually, right? Shameful, because just shame that it obscures the aura neshama, so it also should be covered up, because it is ugly now, because it doesn't have the beauty of the neshama going through it. Ugly, you know what I mean? You know, that's the shame of nakedness, the shame of error. Right? So this we can understand in Lashon HaKodesh. This is brought down in Sforim, that beged in Lashon HaKodesh, beged, has two meanings. I mean, you can read it beged, you know, and it means garment, or you can read it bogad, with different vowels. You can read those same oisias as bogad, rebelled. Like begidas, you know, is rebellion, you know, is to be disloyal. That the inyan of begadim came from begida. When the chitzonius rebelled against the pnimius, so that's when the concept of beged emerged. And it's mamish, you know, it's two parallel concepts that you know, just like now the chitzonius is not through which the pnimius shines and operates, rather the chitzonius now is obscures the pnimius. So connected that also the chitzonius itself has to be covered in clothes because it is dirty. When it didn't obscure the pnimius, so then the aura pnim shined through. So just like it didn't obscure pnimius, it itself doesn't have to be covered up because it's beautiful. Right, but shame that now it covers over the pnimius, right? So hachiname, right? So hachiname, it itself has to be covered. Because when it's in that state that it obscures, the pnimius in itself should be obscure, because when it's that way, it is ugly. Right? So the beged, it goes together. Now, But this is a Dover Nifla Ma'od that's very meduyak in the Kisvei Ha'ari. Right, you know, in the Yesoidus of the Ari. That the Shvira, you know, the Shvira Sakelim, which is all the kilkulim that there are. Right? Right? The Shvira Sakelim, you know, manifested itself in the Bria Yetzira Asiya, right? The three lower Olamas. Right? The Olam HaAtzilus is called the Olam HaEtzem, which is Mamish Keneged, that's like the Etzem HaHanhaga. It's connected like the Shorash HaNeshama in a person. And the Bria Yetzira Asiya, where there are Kilkulim on various levels, they're called Levushe HaAtzilus. They're called the Levushim of the Atzilus. Right, it's something very important that you show the kilkul in the olamis is only in the levushim. The kilkul in the olamis is in the chitzonis. The primus remains tahor. Right? The problem is that the levushim now are working against the etzem. You know, not working in sync with the etzem. So now on a deeper level, I mentioned this later in the shir, it should have been mentioned here. You know, on a deeper level, kayadua, what broke the shvira is the midas. Kayadua. Those kochos, you know, the kalim, the shvira sakalim, kalim is miloshen mida, right? Mida, and then kaidua, what broke is, you know, the midas from chesed down to malchus, the seven lower midas is where the shvira was. These things are called midas, right?
Can the Rav explain how kalim? I understand how interpret kalim as.
It gives a gvul.
Okay.
Gvul, that's why it's mida, right?
Okay, it gives a gvul, and that it is mida. It's not exactly
the same
thing.
Gvul is mida. Why? Mida is a gvul, as opposed to ein sof. Right, and that's what broke. I mean, the or ha'etzem, even the or ha'etzem didn't break. Excuse me. Hello. Efoima. Okay, I'm going to say what I can. I'm going to say it more common than what I can. The baby's acting up.
So, ladies' night out, I guess, tonight, huh?
No, I think she's retired. I just got sick of everything, just went to bed. It's Mafkir, the baby, and hands of her.
Ladies' night in.
Yeah. Listen, okay, so getting back to, you know, so... So now you know the concept of mida, you know, is levush. It's got to fit, yeah. And that you know, the svarim say, you know, the main thing of a levush is a mida, right? So it's mamash, you know, clothes got to fit. So say the mida broke. It's mamash the bechinas levush.
There's really two things, though. There's one that it fits, and there's one that it covers.
Yes.
That's like the fitting is almost like I'm saying in the I don't know for now whether it's a mashal or nimshal, but it's a necessary evil that it has to fit, but its function is, I'm sorry, it's necessary that it's fit. Yeah, but its function is to cover. They're not synonymous. They're not synonymous concepts.
But no. But it could fit, and it could fit well. Or it has to fit to cover, but
okay,
I'm just saying
if it fits well, that's the proper covering.
But the point is like this, you know, when we say the midas are what broke, so again, you're talking about the concept of levushin. Mida is again levush, you know.
In the parallel that the Rabbi gave, I understand, right?
Mida is levush.
Right, that it's working, that they're working in synchronization with each other, is that it fits. And when it's not working, is that it's not fit, it doesn't fit, or is that a different aspect?
No, that's a fit. The etzem concept of fit is levush. Something fits. When you're talking about something else, something fits, you know. But of course, you know, in the broader sense, in Kabbalah, you know, we say that, you know, you have to understand that we're getting a little bit, you know.
Okay.
That's where the average readership won't, that in Al-Pisod, the whole concept of Mida is only in Levushim, because the Etzem is Ein Sof.
Yeah, I understand.
The Or HaSfiris is Koach Ein Sofi. The spheres take on a gvul mitzad the kelim, and the kelim are called like their levush. So the midah is external to the etzem. You know, by us we view our midas as but it's also not a correct perception. Our midas are actually mugbal relative to the pure Or HaNeshama, right? But I'm just saying, we're talking about that. What's broken is ideas that are parallel to levush, and that's what needs to be fixed.
Okay.
And have you remember the whole problem of the Shvira could be summed up, or how the Shvira was expanded by Chet Adam Rishon is the correct way to put it. There was always there was a certain primordial Shvira that had a tikkun, and Chet Adam Rishon, widened the crack. Right? That the whole, the it could be summed up as that the Chitzonius rebelled against the Pnimius. Right? Right, and now the Shefa has to go into his mitlabesh and these levushim. Right, and this is what the Navi finds. Really, the Sharia Kedusha of Chaim Vital, the whole first two pages is this yesod that we're saying now. So, and that's why you'll find throughout Tanakh and throughout Navi, throughout Chazal, that Chet is called like dirty garments, and you have to get off the begadim atzoim. But then you get how Beishot Machalotzos, beautiful clothes. Because that's the tikkun that the Adam makes, and that Rav Chaim Vital, the Shara Tusha writes, is a sort of chalukah de rabbanon began eden lolam habad. We say in the tefillah before we put on the talis, the chalukah de rabbanon is the good midas, and all the tikkunim, because that's as a word the beautiful garment that the neshama gained. That's like what needs to be done in course of our lives in olam hazeh. Right, is mamish to get rid of the dirty garments and replace them with clean garments. Tikkun achitzanius. And tikkun amidus is part of that. That's what the Goyin says in Mishlei. The whole tachas of lifespan is because you have some midah you haven't fixed yet. But holy enough, tikkun amidus also is this chalukah derabbanan, says Rav Chaim Vital. As it were, what the neshama gains from having entered a body and entered olam hazeh, that it didn't have when it was in heaven, is that in heaven it was an etzem without a chutz. It was a pnim without a chutz. It didn't have the chalukah d'rabbanan. As a word, the neshama was naked, right? Before it came to olam hazeh. What we're supposed to gain from our surgeon, the neshama coming to olam hazeh, is that it's metakin the guf, it's metakin the midas, it's metakin the corresponding chelik in yom, and that's all called a levush of yikar and tiferes that the neshama goes back to heaven with, that it didn't have. It didn't have that when it was just a neshama in heaven unborn. Right? It can't be, you just came to olam hazeh to have a few nisyonis, and you may get back this, halavai, you should go back the same way the way you came down. It can't be, you have to gain something from the whole. And the whole thing is this chalukah derabbanan. Now, once upon a time, it was a lot easier. Go get your chalukah derabbanan and go back to heaven, right? But because of Chet Adam Rishon, it's like you gotta, you have to do a lot of laundering first, and then you get your chalukah derabbanan, right? And you go back to heaven, right? And chalukah derabbanan is the tikkun achitzenius, whether it's your midas, mitzad di adam, the midas. The midas are the kochos hanefesh that are in the guf. That's where primus meets chitzenius. But it's also all the inyan of the mitzvahs ma'asiyas that have to interaction with the world around us is all this inyan of tikkun of the levushim. And that's what we take with us to olam haba. We take with us the chitzonius that we were metakin, that becomes the levush of yekar that the neshama envelops is enveloped in olam haba, which gives the neshama schus and powers it didn't have before it came into olam hazeh.
Just as an aside, so when the Mishnah says that it was better that the neshama not shelo nivra.
Noach l'adam shelo nivra. Noach. So that means.
Okay. So Noach but not tov.
Noach but not tov. And that's about there's a baal tanya. That means that sechel ha'enoshi by it is an aside. Actually, it relates to Purim also, but I don't want to get into this. But what most svarim say like this. that Nimnu Vigomru, that they vote up, means that the machlokas was like this. Can the Adam Besechol understand that it's that it was better for him to be born? So that the Adam in with the Sechol and Oshi can't understand that. Because from our vantage point, you know, why would I want to stand a chance to gain parallel to the chance of going against Ritzono Yisbarach?
I just saw that mashal, who was it from? About the boat going out and the boat coming in. When they were shown.
Yeah. Right, so that's Mitzat Sechol and Noishi. Like, I should want to not, even if I stand a chance game, but why should I want to have the sikun of doing one thing against Ritzon Yisroel? And that's why how it's toiv is even lemala from our hasaga, that mitzad our hasaga, we should opt to not be created lest we do wrong. Right, that's what it means.
Okay.
You know, so this is the inyan, right? This is the inyan of, you know, so tikkun alavushim, tikkun of the chitzonius, right? So there are very many parallels between Chet Etz Hadas and Amalek. Right. First of all, the famous Gemara on Chulin, Hamim Natar Minayin, Hamina Etz. Right. When Hashem confronts and asks her, "Did you eat from the tree?" That's a remezari to Haman. Right. It's further alluded to, you know, in the Megillah, the Yasu Eitz Gavoh Chavishim Amah, you know, the Koach of Eitz Hadas Tovara, you know, that infiltrated the whole Chavishim Shari Bina, you know, was whatever.
The Rav spoke more about this. The Rav is just saying it very much bekitzer about this. Remez the Haman Minayin. The Rav spoke more about it on Shabbos. How is it kashur to our Inyan? No.
I spoke about it, Lel Shabbos.
Maybe that's what I'm confusing. Okay.
Yeah, Lel Shabbos. But okay, I'll call upon him, you know, the Kayadua, it's not, you know, there's no shortage of Remazim. You know, the whole Yesod of the Gaon's Pirush on Megillah is that Haman's always a remiss to the Yetzirah. Amalek is the nation of pure Ra, pure Yetzirah, which all, expanded. Right, but you know where it's more related to our issue, and this I didn't say in Shir, and I should have, is what Chazal say: "Ein Hashem Sholem, ve'en Akise Sholem, ad shimachazar shomalek." Chazal darshan from the Psukim in Parshas Peshach, ki yod al kase ka. So case kisei without an aleph, right? And the yud k without the vav k, right? So now, you know, what's missing? So now kisei without an aleph, kisei is a throne. Now a throne is a gilui as to the status of he who sits on it. But kisei without an aleph is case, that means covered.
Right.
Covered. Covered. Right? And Kayadua, Yud and He are connected to spheres of Chochmah and Bina, where the Shvira wasn't, or at least more correct to say, the Shvira was repaired over there. Right? What's missing is the Vav and He, which is connected to seven lower Midas, you know, where the Shvira is. But put in other words, Amalek obscures Hashem's presence in the world. Amalek is that kisui. Amalek is that kisui. He obscures, you know, Hashem's throne. He obscures Hashem's presence in this world. The seven lower midas where the teva is what he obscures. And this is what the Sforim point out in the psukim on in the psukim of Parsha Zohar in Parsha Vayizanev Nochbacha. He was makazanov. He cut off Klaisol's bris mila and said, Bazeh Bahar, he was against Bris Mila. Why was he against Bris Mila? Bris Mila is to remove the Orla. Now, Orla is the Kisui. Right? That's what the Medrash says. You know, it's a Chazal that Adam Rishon pulled out his Orla after Chet Eitz Hadas. Niflamot. Just like now the chitzonis obscures the previous, that's in of the orla that obscures the bris. So Amalek is against the bris. Amalek stands for, you know, he's anti-bris. He means he's pro-orla, pro-cosmic foreskin, covering over. Obscuring Hashem's presence in the world, right?
And Adam Arishon doing that?
No, he did it as a result of the Chet Eitz Hadas. He pulled out his orla.
Yeah, I understand. It was a proper action to do the way the Rav is saying. It's reflecting his mitzias.
It's reflecting his mitzias. I can't tell if he did right or wrong, but what motivated him to be Moshech Ba'orlosoy after the Chet Eitz, because he realized his situation. And the Chet Eitz Hadas is the makor of orla. Orla is mamish, the chelik that represents the guf becoming what it wasn't meant to be, and that's why the orla is removed, right?
Extra cut. It's
the besoid kol ha-mosef goreah,
uh-huh.
Right? It's the hosafa that's goreah. It's the kisui, and that's why it's no coincidence that the orla is, you know, is 7 days. On the 8th day we cut off. Can I get the 7 midas that got broken? The 7 midas that are mekul kal, right? So Amalek is the kisui. Right? Amalek is the kisui. That's why he's connected orla. That's why he's against bris milah. Covers over Hashem's revelation in the world. So his mamish keneged beged in the muvana shlili, in the negative sense of beged. Kisui, obscuring the penibius. Right? So now this is the Indian as a counterbalance, right? We mentioned, you know, that the Indian of the Mishkan, right, particularly in its function as a tikkun for Chet Ego, right? But you know, the Mishkan in general, and particularly as its function as a tikkun for Chet Ego, is to be, as it were, one pure tselem where the Shekhinah could dwell. Right, so we spoke this many times that, you know, the Mishkan is parallel to both the universe itself and parallel to the Adam, because as we mentioned many times in the Zohar, that the Nefesh Chaim darshins on at great length. In Shalat, there are three parallels: the Olamis, the Adam, and the Mishkan. Now the Adam b'tikuno is meant to be the Mishkan. So we said even like the Shitas, that we would have always had a Mishkan no matter what, but even like them, if we wouldn't have sinned, the Ikar Shechina would be in Klal Yisrael, and the Mishkan would just be the Mokum of Avodah. Right? But Bakal Shechin, like the Shitas that say that, you know, we have the Mishkan only to, as a default, because we messed up our Tzelem. So for sure, the Indian of a Mishkan is one pure tselem. And it's like, you know, the Mishkan represents the tselem b'tikuno, which also represents the world b'tikuno. You know, and lasi level, the Shekhinah will be in all klai, so the Shekhinah will be all over the world. You know, even though it'll only be one place of avodah. Right? Okay. So the Indian of the big day kahuna. Vasisa big day kodesh la'aron achicha lechavod v'lesifars. Right, the end of the big day kuna is mamish a tikkun. You know, the big day is an unbelievable tikkun. It's besoy tikkun alavushim, as opposed to, you know, begotten being an inyan of shame. There's lechavod v'lesifars, like the royal garments of a king. Right, they don't obscure the king. They're Megala the king. You could tell he's the king by the type of clothes that he wears. Right? Like the clothes of king are daima also to his shomrim. His shomrim surround him, but they don't obscure him. Adrav, that's a gilui of his covet, that he's surrounded by so many shomrim, by a royal guard. So who are dinami, the big day malchus, right, are there to be megala that the king is the king, because he'd be walking around naked, who would know he's the king, right? So so the Indian of the big day kahuna in the Makom HaMikdash, which is the Tzelem HaMetukan, right? So the Inyan of the big day kahuna is beside being metaken the Inyan of Begodim. That in the Mishkan, which is the Tzelem HaMetukan over here, there's Beged in the correct fashion, that this is really what the guf is supposed to be to the Neshama. L'chavad v'l'sifaras. That the guf that does Ratzon Hashem is a covet and tiferes to the Neshama. It's a big day covet and malchus to the Neshama. And that's the Inyan of the big day kahuna. Right, but here's the thing, right, that the Inyan of Tikkun HaLevushim, right, which like I said is the whole Iker focus of all the mitzvahs Maasiyas and Kol Shekein Inyan of Tikkun HaMidas, right, so a person can't do that himself. Right, no, I didn't mean that. A person cannot do that unguided. Unguided is what I meant to say. Unguided.
Uh-huh. I thought the rabbi was going to say can't finish it, which is another aspect.
No, that's not finished. But I want to tell you about doing what we can do.
Yeah.
A person can't do it unguided because we are, our brain is Das Tovara. Our brain is Das Tovara. Right? Our brain is Das Tovara. So like as it were, our Das is in it. You have to be outside of it in order to do it. Right? It's sort of like Ein Chovish Matirs Asui Beisrum. When you're mamish in it, you can't help yourself. Right? So that's why we need guidance from the outside. Right? In order to do Tikkun HaLevushim. You know what it's like? Simple analogy. I can't see. Give me a candle.
Right.
Oh! So that's the Inyan that before we come to the Levushim, right? So we have the Inyan of the Parsha of the Shemen Lamaor. That Gaidua, the Shemen Lamaor is the Or of Torah. Kiner Mitzvah V'Tayra Or. That the message is you need the Or of Torah to guide you. You need this candle to guide you, and then you have the roadmap and the wisdom, both the roadmap and the shikul adas, by which to be metakin the levushim. It's like a person can't do Torah without knowing halacha, right? But a person doesn't have the tablet to be menatzech the yetzara without the Torah either. Baras the yetzara, baras the Torah tablet. We need the ora Torah al kol paneh, be it the halacha as to what to do, be it the musar of conquering the yetzara, and then you can do tikkun halevushim. Right, because our natural das is in it, you know. So we're against the chavish that you know needs outside enlightenment. Oh,
it's an element of objectivity. It's not objectivity.
It is, but it's more. I'm in it, so I need help from the outside to get me out of it.
Okay.
Oh, but that's also the function of Moshe Rabbeinu, Nifla Mod. The Inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave us the Torah, right, it's through him that the Torah shines upon us. Moshe Rabbeinu is kivyachol outside of it. He's outside of it. And he has to be outside. Because if you're in it, you know.
You're outside of Torah?
He's outside of Klal Yisrael, but he connects to Klal Yisrael.
Uh-huh. Because before the Rav was saying the outside was the Das Tovara.
Oh, no. Don't make a Gzer Shava out. I'm talking about outside as in terms of Ein Chovish Matirs Atzmui Beis Asuri. I need outside as in outside help, not outside as in Chitzonius.
Okay. No.
I meant, you know, I need help.
Okay, no, what the Rav said before.
The
Rav was because our brain is Das Tovara. So that's right. Right, so that's the Chovish. That's
the
Chavush, right?
All
right,
so I need help from the outside.
But so why would it be?
Now, I'm not about to explain. Obviously, the outside, but not outside is in chitzonius. Outside is in not me, but influence upon me, because I'm in it. Right?
Okay.
And that's the inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, the outside influence, outside, the help has to connect with me. That's what we talk about. Let's try to, right? Right, and it's Niflum Ma'od, it's Dover Niflum Ma'od. Like we find, we also mentioned this Friday night, right? But, that with Milchemes HaMelech, we find something else that we didn't find in the other Milchamot that Dor Midbar had, right? Dor Midbar faced Sichon and Og, right? And, and then they went to war against Moab, right? Etc., right? We don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu did this thing with the hands up, right? He was a part of the war effort in whatever way, right? In those other wars, right?
Yeah.
But by Milchemes HaMelech, he plays a separate role. You have Yoshua and the people with the sword. And Moshe Rabbeinu is not there. He's Rosh HaGiva, he's separate. He's on top of the mountain with his hands up. And when his hands are up, Kleiso wins. And if not, Kleiso loses. Right? Because his function, Kleiso is like in it. They're in the butts, right? They're in the mud fighting with Amalek. They're fighting with the dirt. They're in those dimensions of the Chitzonius. They are infiltrated with evil. Right? You got to be in it to win it. They used to say in OTB, off the track betting. Right? Got to be in it to win it. So you have to be in it to fight it, right?
Okay, yeah.
Right.
You have to participate in order to, whatever, okay. But right. Here we're saying there's a separate
dynamic. But Moshe Rabbeinu is not in it.
Right.
He's not in it.
Right.
Right. But he's influencing us, because when he raises the hands above there to be Meshabed Aslavinu Shebashamayim, right? Right? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is connected the Etzem or Ein Sof of Torah. There's Ner Mitzvah, the Torah. The menorah is Ner Mitzvah. But there's Torah. Torah is the pure unadulterated. Now, a candle is light in a kli. And a kli, we said, is parallel to a levush. Right? A candle is light in a kli. But Moshe Rabbeinu is the etzei. There's Ner Mitzvah, which is the menorah. It's Ner Mitzvah, right? Right?
Yeah.
That's the koch of mitzvahs masiyas. Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to the etzem Torah or. The pure or of Torah, right? He's out of it. He's not in it, right? And he's lo naslechoi. He was as it were beyond the Eitz Hara. It's called Isha Elokim, right? Right. Now he's with the pure behirut. He's out of the whole mess, but he's supposed to have influence on us that are in the mess. He has an influence on Yoshua, right? Bringing his clarity to those who go into the Levushim. Right? Now, Moshe Rabbeinu's role of being out of it is paralleled in, first and foremost, the most famous way, is that he doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael. The door that's under his Hanhoga directly did not have the Shefa in Levushim. The Shefa was not in Levushim. Right? The Shefa of Parnassah came down directly in form of Mon. Right? It wasn't mitlabesh in earthly pursuits of like going to work and thus. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the Shefa goes into Levushim, right? The Levushim of Hishtadlis and Parnasa and work. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into Levushim. But like the most interesting way that this plays out is that until Aaron actually started doing the Kuna, which is on the eighth day, during the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah, say Chazal, in a Beged Lavan below Imra. So points out the Radziner Dover Nifla. His big day Avodah was a simple white cloak with no hem. No hem. Right? So says the Radziner, it's connected Moshe Rabbeinu's Inyan. Moshe Rabbeinu is mamish, the pure, unadulterated light. That's not mitlabesh in levushim, and that's why it's a simple white, not as it were colors is is a tzura. Simple white without a hem, it had no gvul. No gvul. You know, the fact that the clothes ended where it was purely coincidental, but it had no hem, that be'etzer said this is the gvul. It's or b'li gvul. Right, but the or b'li gvul has to influence, you know, it has to have influence upon what goes into the gvul, what goes into the levushim. So by Mochemes Amalek, you know, so Yoshua's in it. He's in the mud, right? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu has influence on Klai, so on Yoshua. So now the parallel is also over here that, you know, that the Or Torah, right, has to go into Kalim to influence us, and that's the Shemen Lama Or, is that the Or Torah goes into the Ner Mitzvah. And at the next time, Darshan, you light a candle from the light, you know. The Torah Or lights the Ner Mitzvah. So that's V'ata Titzaves B'nei Zohar. You commence, by your commands, it's Moshe Rabbeinu's influence. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's influence that creates the Shemen Lama Or. It's the Or Ein Sof going into the Ner Mitzvah. And but further, as a further chizuk, it's also V'ata Kreve Lecha Es Aron Achicha, and you draw Aron, you know, you have to give chizuk an influence. You need the Koach HaTorah, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, to enlighten the Adam that's in the Levushim. They should be able to successfully be able to be metak in the Levushim. And that's in that Moshe Rabbeinu in this part is called Va'ata, and you. Not just, he's not Moshe, he's not a, that even though he's on the outside, because he has to be on the outside in order to help us, but he's connecting to Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's called not just Tam Ata, it's called Ve'ata, with the Vav HaChibur, and you. That Moshe Rabbeinu is not a private citizen, even though he's on the outside, because he needs to be on the outside to help us. Right? But he's connecting to us. And that's Tzavet, you know, Lashon Tzavta, connection. Ve'ata Tzavet B'nei Yisrael. Ve'ikolech HaShem Zayit. That the whole Shemen Zayit Zoch is by Moshe Rabbeinu's command, and it's brought to him. That it's the pshat is the Shemen Zayit Zoch of the menorah, the Ner Mitzvah captures the Or of the Torah Or, and that's also Aaron. You know, has to be close to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vata Krav Elech Aaron Achicha, to have the Koach again. He needs, because he's Metak in the union of the Levushim. He needs direct influence of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vata Krav Elech Aaron Achicha. And that's only in the parsha Tetzav Moshe called Vata. You know, it's, you know, to connect him. He's on the outside. But we have to connect him to us, that he should have influence upon us, that we should be able to win this war, which is being waged against the Etzem Hara, that we're sunk in. Okay? Now that's all mitzad tikkun ha-levushim. But there's a gvul to how far we can go. Because as much as you try, right, kol gadol mechavero, yitzor gadol imeno, seems that no matter how much you shtag, yitzor is growing with you. You're never finished, right? Al Tami Batsuchad Yom Moscha, right? You're never done. There's, like, it seems that as much work as there is to do, there's always yet more to do. Right? Right, but and you should know that the function of there always being more work to do is because there's one last point that the Adam can't do himself. And that's realizing that, you know, not just conquering the Ra and turning it to Tov, but understanding that the whole Etzem Mitzius Hara in the first place was L'tayv. That's beyond the Adam to do. The Adam could, like, conquer the Ra and win it over to Tov, be Kovishas Yisrael. Right? But to understand that the whole Mitzius of Ra Milchatchila is L'tayv, that's beyond the Adam. And as a function of that, that's always like where there's always still more work to do.
It's beyond his understanding, therefore it's beyond his
ability
to do it.
Right. to make the final conversion, that it's not just like defeating the branches of evil, right? But defeating like the essence of evil and coming to the hakar that the whole essence of evil was l'tayv. That's why there's like always, like it seems like the ra is always there. because the ra, the etzem ra needs to be converted to tov also. But that's beyond the Adam's ability. Adam like defeats the branches of ra. The ra was mitpashet here, so I conquered this and I was mitakin it. The ra was mitpashet there, so I conquered that and I turned it around. But that's conquering the etzem nekudas ra. And that's beyond the Adam. But you know what? Even though it's beyond the Adam, the Rebbe Shem wants it to happen through the Adam anyway. Through the Adam. The Adam will be the vehicle for it. Now, being the vehicle for it is on two levels. Right, being the vehicle for it, first of all, means that you did everything that you can do. So, Emel, you deserve that Hashem should finish it off for you. Right, but there's also, but even the finishing off, Hashem will do through the Adam, even though it's bigger than the Adam. But now we're getting to the Soida Ketores. They should know the Ketores is also the Inyan of Anti-Ra. But it's on two levels. Connected what the Tamei HaMitzvos of the Rambam as opposed to the Tamei HaMitzvos of the Ramban. The Rambam in his Tamei HaMitzvos.
Ramban and Nachmanides? Or
as there's a machlokas between the Rambam
right.
and Ramban
right.
as to the Tam of Keteris.
Right. So and, which one are you saying first? Is,
no, but the, going in from lower to higher. So we start with the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Tamei HaMitzvos for the Keteris. Right, that you know, since the Beit HaMikdash was a place where there's a lot of butchering going on, it stunk. So you need the Ketores to get rid of the stink.
Is it in the Mor Nevuchim?
Is it in the Mor Nevuchim?
Yeah. Okay.
So of course there are those that ask, Ram, how can you say such a mundane reason? But Lamaaseh, the Radziner points out that it's almost mefurish in the Zohar,
right.
just in different lushan that says because that around the there's the Sitracher tries to cling, right, to all the dead meat. So the Ketores scatters the Sitra Achra. Because of that, the Ketores, right, the Ketores is anti-Ra, you know. So like as the Radziner points out, where do you think stink comes from? It comes from the Sitra Achra. Why? Because as a result of Chet Adam Rishon, things, you know, die and decompose. That's where stink comes from Ra. If things wouldn't die and decompose, there wouldn't be stink in the world. Right? So it comes out that the Sirachon, right, the Sirachon that there is in the world, right, is from the Sitra Achra. So Ketores is anti the Sitra Achra, is anti the stink, which is also an effect of, you know, from the Chet Eitz Hadas, you know, bringing death and decay to the world. That's where stink comes from. Right. With this Rambam, you can understand already the Chitzenius, you know, we'll even go deeper, what it says that at the time of Matan Torah, Nismala Olam Kulo Besamin. Right? The world was filled with fragrance. Because at the time of Matan Torah, because Klai Soba Matan Torah was Pascha Zuamasam, they were Metakin Chet Adam Rishon, so stink was removed from the world. It was only a beautiful smell. Just it got even more and more, so Hashem had to take that besamim out to bring the new besamim, which to understand why there was even more and more levels of higher fragrance, we're going to talk about the feet of time of the Ramban. Right, but I'll call the feet of Ram, you understand why at the time when the Tikkun Achet, the world was filled with fragrance, because stink comes from Chet Adam Rishon, you know, from the presence of the Sitra Achra. Right? So with this, we could already understand why the Mizbach HaKetores is together with, you know, the Big Day Kahuna. It's called, it's all about being Misalik and being Metakin the Chitzonius. Right?
Just to get back one second, what does it mean that the Sitrach was clinging onto the, so to speak, the Basar Kabonis? I would assume that that's a place where the Sitrach almost doesn't have, it says it was a Zvuv, for example, it was no Zvuv. You would think that it's a place where Sitra Achra has no achiza.
No, but it tries to have achiza mitzvah that's dead meat. I mean, it tries, you know, the Torah, you know, dead meat. Yeah.
At some subtle level, there's something something there's going on that it needs that.
Yeah, so it tries to get in that way, and the Torah, you know. But the Ramban says a more advanced, you know, not posterior to the Ramban, but in addition, a greater omek on the Indian of Keteris. A greater omek on the Indian of Keteris, that's Vilashin Kesher, Keteris in Aramit, is
right.
A Kesher.
Right.
Now to understand the Ramban, the Gemara in Shabbos says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, and he debated with the Malachim, right? So and he won them over. You know, he convinced them why Torah should be given to Adam. So it says Lakachas Matanas Badam. Every Malach gave him a Matana. So the Malach Mavis also gave him a Matana. He told him to say the Keteris, that the Keteris stops plagues. Like Niflimo, the whole thing of Keteris said that it's, you know, the zgulot, the special qualities of Keteris, was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Malach HaMavis. And what does it do? It stops plagues, right? It's Niflimo that the Keteris represents how also the Tuma and the Ra is tied to the Kedusha. That even the Ra is really Letov, which is something that's above the Das of the Odom. That the Ra was Nivra Litzorach Taif.
Which the Ra in this mashal is what?
So now, first of all, the etzem fact that the
Malach HaMavis
is the expert, is the consultant for the Indian of Keteris and special school note, that how Keteris could stop a Magefa, right? So the Dafka from the Malach HaMavis, and this is what he gave Moshe Rabbeinu. It's his participation in Matan Torah. This the kesher that the Ra has to the Tov.
Well, simple understanding is because he knows what his enemy is and what he has to beat.
Yeah, but we're saying a different havana, that the Torah is how you turn the Ra around to Tov, you tie it to Tov, and that's what the Sfarim said is Yud Aleph Sama Make Torah, and so there's 10 spheres. The Yud Aleph is connected to Moisif Goreah, called Moisif Goreah, and that's the Ra. That's like the whole Safa on the Bria. That's Megareah. But it's part of the Keteris that whole Safa is meant to be Mishamish. So it's Tufel. It's there to be Mishamish. And that's what comes out in the Keteris. How the Ra is Litzarech the Tov. Right? Oh. So that's also where Chazal learned on Halacha. That one of the 11 is the Chelbana Sherecho Ra. And yet it's one of the Samei Keteris. And from there also we learn Halacha that Kol Tanis Tzibur Shein Bo Em Mipos Yisrael Eino Tanis Tzibur.
Right.
But the Rishayim have to be involved. It's a Kesher. That the Ra is Kashur to the Tov, and therefore, you know, is, and because that's Nefach L'Tov. So mitzad this, you know, maybe we should have been magdim before we got to the Ramban, right? That we find that reach and re'ia are actually, one is a higher level of the other, right? We say we need the Or Torah, maybe this wasn't explained enough. I only talked in terms of guidance. But again, you need the Or Torah for Tikkun HaLevushim. Because that's what Levushim are. Levushim obscure. They block the Re'iyah. Levushim block the Re'iyah. You need, as a countermeasure for that, you need the Or of Torah connected to what's, you know, being blocked. Levushim obscure. They cover over. They're a kisui on the Or, so you need to break through. You need the Or Torah, and the Or Torah is connected to kisui, and then you could convert, you know, it to be, you know, to be a, you know, big day covered with seafarers. So now, right. Right. So now we find that the Chush HaReach, right, just like Re'ia, right, right, Re'ia is a way of measuring things. So is smell. But smell is on a more, more sublime level. Like, you know, like we say, when you have a hunch, it doesn't smell right. Even Goyim talking that lashon. So now Chazal say that, V'aricho b'yirat Shem, first is a pasuk, that Reach is attributed to Yirat Shemayim. Right? Right,
what's a pasuk?
I can't remember. It's a pasuk, not V'aricho b'yirat Hashem. It's a pasuk like that. But the, so generally Yira and Re'iyah are the same, it's the same oisius, right? But also there's V'aricho b'yirat Hashem. But more importantly is that, the Navi says that Mashiach, will not lolem mara ein Navi, he's not going to judge things by his eyes, but he'll smell, and he's be morach v'doyin. As the Gemara says, that they tried on Bar Koch, but he wasn't able to be morach v'doyin, so they killed him. Right. Yitzhak Avinu, who lost his sense of sight, said, Right, Vayarach Esreach Begodov. He smelled Esav's garments. It's Niflamod. He went to smell. He couldn't see the garments. He went to smell the garments. The Chazal Dafka Darshan Vayach Reach Begodov. The rebellious ones of Klal Yisrael. They saw that even the rebellious ones of Klal Yisrael are full of schuyot. Right. There's how the Reach, reaches even higher than Re'iyah.
The Rav was saying about what the common denominator is between the two. I remember in this year specifically, and the Rav started to talk about it just now, about how that they measure. But there was some other, wasn't there some other aspect that you're saying there was a common denominator between the two? Than just, there was something else the Rav was saying was common between them.
All right. It'll come back to us. All right, so I'll call put in the, right? And so now there's, and that's connected, that the Chazal say that Reach is a tanug of the neshama and not of the guf. That Reach is mamish the koach hapnimi. Eyes are more chitzoni to Reach. Because where sight is a pleasure, is considered to be a pleasure of the body also, beautiful sight. A beautiful smell is considered a pleasure of the neshama. So that means the chush Reach can reach more bifnim. More bifnim,
yeah,
than sight. That's the subtlety. Morach v'doin. Yeah, you can smell. Smell could reach what sight can't. Right? Sight smells right. Doesn't smell right. I smell a rat. As I talk about things you can't mamash see with your eyes, subtleties, because mamash reach is more the koch of the neshama than the eyes, which is. Has the koach of neshama also, but it's also the koach aguf, and it's like the koach of reach, like kol kulo pnimius. And that's why the avodah ketores is, besides that, it's in the hecho, it's called avodah pnim, and at the time that the ketores is brought, no one's there, it's called avodah b'chashai. But more than that, the ketores is the one avodah that's done lifnai v'lifnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But now the Kodesh HaKadoshim is higher than the Odom. That's why, Ayodah B'chol Yisrael Karsis would seemingly would include Yom Kippur, so the Yerushalmi says, well, when the Kohen Gadol, both the Yerushalmi and the Zohar both say, that when the Kohen Gadol went on Yom Kippur, he was above the level of mortal man, so therefore the Isur didn't pertain to him. Right? It's, Kodesh Karsis is considered to be beyond where the Adam is, and that's where the Ketores is born. Right? And in that level of Lifnai V'Lifnim, which the Ketores is connected, right? That's connected atzilus, where it's kulo tov, and there's no ra. But what it means over there is that over there, the ra turns to tov. The ra, everything finds its kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even the ra turns to tov, but that's above the das of the Adam. Because the Adam lefi dato has to always fight the ra, not look for how the ra is good. You have to fight the ra. The avod of das is to be mavdil ben tov l'ra, like Yerushalmi says, where are they mitaken? Habdol and Chon Adaska, Eim Das Habdol Minayin. Our Das is to be Mavdil. Between Or and Choshech, between Yisrael, you know, not to, right? It's above our Das, how the Ra, you know, is tied to the Tov and services the Tov. Because in our job, we have to always be fighting the Ra. Right? So this level is like Lemal from the Odom. But now you can understand, you know, that this is the Etzer, this Avodah is connected, the Etzer Makeshera Pnimi. Right, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu challenged Korach on the Keteris. It's called the Avodah Chavil Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see. You want to see? You have a Kesher to Kahuna. Well, the Keteris is what's connected Kesher. Let's see if you have a Kesher. Right, Baal Kol Panim. That's what Nadav and Avihu wanted. You know, just promised that they wanted it too soon, and they jumped some steps. They wanted that Kesher, that special Kesher with HaKadosh. There is a day that they brought even Lifnai V'Lifnim. And you have to go step by step. First do your job, right? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will finish up for you. You can't jump straight to that. Right? And that's how, according to, they sort of wanted Purim before its time. So that fits down. Shtuye Yayin Hayu. Right? I'm not sure if we're saying this in a proper order as it should be presented. But I'll call upon him. The higher level of after Tikkun HaLevushim, which is Siluk HaRa, and winning the Chitzonius over Latoiv, is to understand that how the whole Metzias of Ra in the first place was Letzara Chatov. And that's bigger than the Aram, and that's what's Merumas in the Keteris. And that's what comes out through Milchemes Amalek also. When we defeat the Ra, you have to go to really, really, really defeat the Ra. So long, to add another sentence. So long as you view the Ra as Ra, there'll always be more work to be done. The final defeat of the Ra, that the Mamash won't be any more work to be done, is when you realize that the Ra is Latov. But that's bigger than where our Das is right now. We have to first fight the Ra, and fight the Ra, and fight the Ra, V'soy Tikkun HaLevushim, and then, at the end of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes the job for us, and then the job is really finished when you see the Ra as Tov. But as long as you see the Ra as Ra, there'll always be more work to be done. You'll get, it's like Zeno's paradox. You get 7/8 to the door, 9/10 to the door, right. But you'll never reach the door until you understand that the Ra is Tov, and that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that for you after you've done everything you can do.
You're saying ultimately there will be a recognition of Bnei Adam.
Yes, but it's going to be after we've maxed out over here, and it's called that the Rebosh will finish it, but he'll finish it for you because you've done everything you can do, and that's why it'll be considered in your schus that it happened, right? Because you did everything you can do. And then when it does happen, it's called that, you know, of course, making it happen means to reveal it to the Adam. So it's still going to be through the vehicle of the Adam. The big tikkun is when in the kalim of the das of the Adam will realize the Raz Latoiv, right? So that it's still called that it's happening through the Adam. Because Hashem already knows that the Ra is Latoiv. So the big tikkun that has to be done is in the das of the Adam, in Gilui to the Adam. So it's in the merit of the Adam that the Adam did everything he can do. And then after that, Hashem even works through the Adam, because that's the kalim where the tikkun has to happen, in the das of the Adam. The Rebosham knows the truth already. The Gilui is not for him, it's for us. So it always happens b'schus Adam and through the Adam. But first you have to do everything you can do. And then the Raz Nehapech L'Tov.
So isn't there a Lashon in Tehillim, a Lashon of the Hashem Gomer Alai?
Yeah, Lokela Gomer Alai.
That's a Musig.
That's what he said about the Sanhedrin, that they, even if they're wrong, so Hashem finishes it off for them. You're right. And Echanami, it's the same idea. Hashem Gomer Alai. He finishes, you start, he finishes. There's Mamash Lashon by Amalek, you know, that the merit of Tanchuma and Parshas Kisetze says, there's a stirim, so it says, Kimocho Emchen as a Timche. Who does it? We do it or he does it? Uh-huh. So Lashon Ber is that we start, he finishes. We start, he finishes. There's Mamash, you start, I'll finish. And then that finish is connected to Keteris. When you go lifnai v'lifnim, you see that there's no ra. Everything's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even the ra is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Lifnai Vifnim, that's bigger than the Adam, Lifnai Vifnim. That's why the Kohen Gadol ascended to the Darga of a Malach when he went there. It's bigger than the Das of the Adam. And that's why the Isur of going to Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't apply, because he wasn't Bedargas Adam.
Right.
Oh, Bam Purim, and that's the end of Purim Kippurim, the famous Tikkun Ezar. Yom Kippurim is a day like Purim.
Yeah.
Right? That on Purim, which is the day of Mechias HaMolek, so on this day we get a glimpse of the future also. So Zodavar Niflamod, this is what's alluded to in the characters of Purim, that famous Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamites. It starts off Moshe Min HaTorah Minayim. Where's the remez for Moshe? B'Shegam U'Basa, even though man is of flesh, there still could be a Moshe Rabbeinu that will enlighten the flesh. The flesh is the levush that needs tikkun. That's a Lashon Navi that all the Sfarim bring. That, you know, that the guf is a levush HaNeshama. Or v'basar tal bisheni. The Torah calls the skin and the flesh. Or v'basar tal bisheni. So b'shegamu basar, there'll be a Moshe Rabbeinu that will bring down the or that will be metakin the basar. Right? That will be metakin the levushim, right? But then connected that there's hamam in that term in nine hamina etz, that is the koach that's mitchazek, you know, to make the sveikus and to make it seem like the chitzanius is a stira to the pnimius. And then because it ester min haTorah minayin vanochi haster aster ponai, because one of the inyanim of the chet etzadas created hester ponim, which is levushim being master. So there's tikkun al levushim. Right, and that's Merumah's in Esther, Tikkun al Levushim.
It's the Tikkun for the
Hester. She's going to be metakin the Hester. She's going to be metakin the Hester.
Even though Chazal say v'yoma, what's the lashon? Astiras panai. The lashon itself is a lashon of Hester. So why should you think that the name is alluding to the a gilui of the
head? No, because Hester Ponim is the Hashgacha that's parallel to Levushim,
right,
being Master Ponim, right. And Esther's Metakin that.
Mm-hmm.
Esther's Metakin, mm-hmm, the Hester Ponim, which is Besoy Tikkun al Levushim. That's it. She wanted to send Levushim to Mordechai v'lo Kibel. And then Mordechai Taka gets those levushim. Mordechai Yatsam Befrenat Belevush Malchus, right? Right. That the end of the five big day Malchus is connected to five that already Yosef alluded to when he wanted to give Binyamin Chamesh Khalifa Smos. It's all connected Tikkun Alevushim. But Mordechai himself, Gufa, is even on a higher Madrega. So of course Mordechai works together with Esther in Tikkun Alevushim. That's you know, the Tikkun of Hester Ponim, which is the negative aspect of Levushim, you know, hiding the Ribon Shel Olam. The Rambam says kanaf of the beged, you know, kanaf is mushing to hide. Lo yikanef od morecha v'yinecha ros more es morecha. Kanaf is in kanaf of a beged is miloshin Hester, and we have to be misgaber that the end of the chitzaris of is not to be master Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The end is to be meisiv kavod to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Esther. Yeah, Mordechai helps her is metakin that. That's saying that afterwards Mordechai is zeichet to the levushei malchus, but Mordechai gufa is on a higher level. With the remez from Mordechai is from Rea, is besamim. Kachlo mor gavzon mor dror mor adechia, right? That Mordechai's, you know, the tikkun that he adds is on an even higher level. He works together with Esther to metakin the levushim. Right, that's the end of costumes on Purim, the end of connected Hester, right? But it's all Maram is to, you know, the end of Tikkun al Levushim, right? Right, Tikkun al Levushim, Tikkun al Hester, right? But then Mordechai Guf is connected Keter, you know, sweet smell, which is, you know, the function of Keteris. And that's Chayev Inish Lipsume! Bepuraya ad leira ben or haman lebarach Mordechai, because from Mordechai comes lipsume, lashem besamim. Even in Aramaic it means that,
yeah,
like milsa. So getting drunk, what we do by getting drunk on wine is parallel to the avoda of ketores lifnai v'lifnim, and it's why it's ad leira. It's above das. above das, we're besume, noshim besamim, which is in of Mordechai. That's why it's Dafka Or Haman versus Baruch Mordechai, not Or Haman versus, you know, Esther. That's a special tikkun aspect of Mordechai that's connected to besamim, connected to ketiras of how the Raz mechuber to the Taif. But that's lumala from das, and that's the aspect of besume. What we do by getting drunk, right, is parallel to the avodas haketiras in lifnai v'lifnim, which is bigger than the other. That's why it's adla, it's above das. Right? And that's what we say, that Nodav Aviv wanted Purim before its time. That's why it's not because they were, well, according to one mandor, they were Shesuya Yayin, and they did the Ketores Ashelot Tziva. The problem is that you can't do it Shelo Bahadraga. You have to first, you know, you have to do whatever the Torah says, Al Seder HaTorah, and then the Rebbe Shem finishes off for you. He gives you, first do whatever you can do, bidas, adasof, and then Rebbe Shem gives you the madrigas that are bigger than your das. You can't go straight to that. They did Eishazar Shalot Tzuva. And as Shesuya Yang, they went, they took Purim before its time. No, that's also part of the Inyan, that, you know, before Purim we have Tanis Esther. You know, Yom Kippur and Purim are reciprocals. You go into Yom Kippur after a day full of eating, you go into Purim after a day full of fasting. That's the reciprocals. You see, on Yom Kippur, we didn't say this in Shir, but on Yom Kippur, you want to take the chitzonius into the pnimius. You eat, and you walk into the lifnai v'lifnim. You take the chitzonius into the pnimius. Right? On Purim, we're megal the pnimius in the chitzonius. So first you have to have a day of abstention to be mechazik the koach ha-pnim, and then you go with the pnim into the chutz. So you have to have a day of abstention where it's like a day of neshama without guf, because you're, and then you take the neshama, put the neshama into the chitzonius. Yom Kippur is the reciprocal. Right, it's like putting the, you bring the pnimius into the chitzonius, into the pnimius, and Purim it's the other way, you bring the pnimius into the chitzonius. And get drunk, and there you find, and it's Maush Beseid HaKetores, you know. And that's a bigger tikkun than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a bit of Primus into the Chitzonius, and on Purim, we put the Primus into the Chitzonius.
Okay.
All right, so that's
it. Good.
All right, Shem Yazor.
A couple of questions.
I feel like this mimer is bigger than me, also.
That's well, okay. In tandem with what I heard on Friday night, it was like I was on overload. You saw how I was combining things that I heard on Friday night.
I just finished.